今日所读嘅经文系马太福音26:36-46。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 36 to 46.
我哋先用中文嚟到启应嘅方式嚟读，跟住用英文。
We will first read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
第三六节，耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫客西马尼，就对他们说：你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：怎么样你们不能同我警醒片时么？第二次又去祷告说：我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。耶稣又离开他们去了，第三次祷告说的话还是与先前一样。一同读第尾个节，起来我们走吧，看啊，卖我的人近了。
Matthew 26:36。Then Jesus went with them to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and he said, Sit here while I go over there to pray. He told them, My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.Then he returned to the disciples and found them asleep. He said to Peter, Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Then Jesus left them a second time and prayed, My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done.So he went to pray a third time, saying the same things again. Let's read together.
Up,
let's be going. Look, my betrayer is here.
今日陈牧师讲嘅题目就系离弃和拒绝。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message, Abandoned and Rejected.
We were made for social interaction.
我哋被造係要有呢啲社交嘅互動。
In some fashion,We were all made to desire to be known and to be known.
咁我哋被造都係想被人認識同埋要去認識人。
Again, it's not comforting to know that you're alone.
咁所以如果知道你係孤獨嘅時候，呢個唔係一個好好嘅 感覺。
And so in this familiar part of the Bible, Jesus is beginning to experience what he has been going to experience fully on the cross.
咁我哋剛剛讀過嗰段聖經，我哋睇到耶穌開始經歷到佢將來要喺十字架上邊經歷到嘅嘢。
He was abandoned. He was rejected by all.
佢被所有嘅人去離棄，被拒絕。
Even his heavenly Father, God the Father, was withdrawing his presence from God the Son.
甚至乎係佢嘅父親天父，亦都喺佢嘅面前係離開。
Teddy, if you could hit slide 2, Jesus Christ, the only perfect human being, would have known joy meeting with his heavenly Father far beyond what we could imagine.
耶稣基督这个完全的人，他经历过，他经历到和神一起那种的喜乐，是我们不能够想象到的。
We might be able to experience a very, very, very tiny aspect of this love between God and His Son.
我哋可能只能係夠好少好少咁樣去經歷到神同埋基督之間嗰個愛。
In fact, many people over the centuries have written accounts of what it's like to be close to the presence of God.
其實事實上喺歷史裏邊，好多人都寫過話同神同在嗰種嘅感覺係點樣。
They write and they testify. There's this sense of God's love on their hearts.
他们写过，也都见证过，去经历到神的爱的感受是怎样。
One of my favorite places to go to is Jonathan Edwards' sermon entitled The Divine and Supernatural Light.
我一个很喜欢再看回的就是说，爱德华之瑞所写的一段的讲道叫做神圣超自然之光。
And Edwards writes, and expounds there this sense of God's love as he experiences it.
我都話知講到話經歷到神嘅愛係一個點樣嘅感受。
Jonathan Edwards is not the only one who has written about it. Blaise Pascal, the great mathematician of the past.
其實唔單止愛德華茲，而係甚至乎呢個以前嘅數學家帕斯卡亦都咁寫過。
In his famous Penses, when he passed on.You know what was found in sewn in the lining of his coat?
当他死之后，有人睇睇，你知唔知啲人喺佢件衫嗰件衬衣入边去揾到啲乜嘢咧？
A description of this experience that he sensed of God's love for him.
就系佢写低话，当佢经历到神嘅爱，感受到神嘅爱嘅时候，嗰个感觉系点样
？He wrote fire for 2 hours. Fire.
佢连续咁写咗两个钟头，写低嗰个感受。
And he sewed it in the lining of his coat. He thought it was so valuable.
然后佢将呢段嘅说话系缝喺佢件衫嘅入边。佢因为佢认为呢件好宝贵嘅嘢。
The reason I'm informing you of this is Jesus Christ would have known that kind of love, that kind of joy every time he prayed to God.
我想讲你听就系话耶稣基督亦都知道呢种嘅爱系嘅感觉系点样。当佢每一次去向神祈祷嘅时候，佢都经历到。
Because we know from Holy Scripture, Jesus, God the Son, had a special relationship with God the Father.
因为我哋知道喺经文里边所讲到话，耶稣基督同神有一个特别嘅爱嘅关系。
And he knew what we don't know from eternity, a kind of presence and love from God in degrees we don't know about.
因为喺永恒里边，亦都经历到佢同神同在嗰个感受、嗰个感觉、嗰个喜乐，系我哋唔能够明白。
The reason I bring this to your attention is, do you see why? Jesus is horrified. Jesus is horrified as humanity about what's going to happen, what is happening in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以你要知道话，耶稣基督当时喺帕西马利园所经历到嘅一个几大嘅恐慌，因为佢预示到将来要发生嘅嘢。
And as you ponder this text during the season of Lent, you'll know he's in tremendous agony and horror here.
喺呢个复活节嘅期间嘅时候，我哋要再睇翻究竟耶稣基督喺帕西马利园经历到嗰个惊恐系点。
That agony is far more intense than any of his followers.Had experienced.
那种的痛苦是超过他一切跟随他的人所经历过的任何的痛苦。
And the horror of the matter is this. God the Father is withdrawing his presence from Jesus.
最大的恐惧就是说天父和耶稣基督的面前是离开。
You know, church history, the Bible tells us many martyrs who have died over the centuries for God.
在历史里面，在圣经里面都形容过很多的殉道者，他们经历过神的爱。
You can read about Latimer or Ridley as they burnt alive in London, England, a horrific death because they refused to dishonor God.
在历史里面有两位的主教Ridley and Latimer， 他们因为拒绝去否定神而被人去活地烧死。
Now people like that were dying, but they had a sense of the presence of God with them. God was with them.
这些人死的时候，他们感受到神是同他们同在。
Teddy, slide 3. The contrast is this. Jesus Christ sensed what? God's absence.
但相对于耶稣基督，耶稣基督是感受不到神的在他的面前，而是神是离开了他。
He was beginning to get a foretaste of what's going to happen to him on the cross.
他开始感受到他将要在十架上面经历到的。
And what was essentially going to happen to him? He was going to experience hell.
他经历到的就是说他会经历到地狱。
That's horrific. If you don't have faith and trust in the person and work of the Christ, you deserve to go to hell.
如果你没有相信耶稣基督是你的救主的时候，你都会去地狱。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we all deserve it. We all reject God. We all refuse to follow Him.
因为我们都拒绝去跟随神，拒绝承认神，我们也都是配得去地狱。
And what hell is, according to the Bible, is essentially abandonment. Eternal abandonment. Cosmic abandonment.
什么是地狱呢？根据圣经所说，就是说我们永远的被弃绝，被离弃。
Because God's not there.
因为神不在那里。
And if God's not there, if God is love, if God is wisdom, if God is peace, if God is mercy, if God is grace, and He's not there, then what else is not there?
如果神是爱、是怜悯、是恩典、是平安的时候，假如神不在那里的时候，那有什么在那里？
Because hell is void of that.
因为地狱是完全是没有这些东西，是完全的空虚。
Because there's no love without God.
因为如果没有神的时候是不会有爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
You know why we deserve hell? Because we don't want God. So if you don't want God, you go to hell, right?
为什么我们配得去地狱呢？因为我们不想要神。那如果不想要神的时候，那你就去地狱了。
Here's the problem with that.
那有个问题。
You're built, you're made to be in His presence.
但是你被造是要在祂的同在的当中。
Jesus Christ is the second person of the Holy Trinity, God the Son. He's not a creature created by God like us.
耶稣基督是三位一体的神的第二位，祂不是被造，而是祂不是好像我们这样去被造。
So there is mystery. To separate him from God the Father is an extreme agony because it had never happened.
所以如果将他和父神去分开的时候，这个是一个很大的痛苦，因为从未发生过。
And in some sense, we can't grasp that with our mental capabilities. We can't.
而用我们自己的想象力，我们的思想，我们都不能够去捉摸到究竟是一个怎样的景象。
But you know, as a human being,what it is to be lonely. You know that.
但作为一个人，你知道是孤单孤独是一个怎样的情况。
And Jesus began to experience being pulled away, abandoned from the person that he was so close to for eternity.
但耶稣基督开始经历到从这位父神，从永恒当中一起的父神当中是离开，是怎样的感受。
I don't know if you have talked to people who have lost a loved one, a very close loved one, especially a spouse. If you've talked to them, you know what agony they went through.
不知道你有没有跟一些丧失配偶的人去谈过偈？如果你跟他们谈过偈的时候，你知道他们经历那个痛苦是多深。
You have to multiply that a zillion times to describe the agony Jesus is in.
你將嗰種嘅痛苦去無限嘅擴大，你就會知道耶穌基督所經歷嘅痛苦係點樣。
Because he's beginning to taste the wrath of God.
因為佢開始經歷到神嘅憤怒。
And that's why it is such an agony for him.
所以對佢嚟講係幾咁痛苦。
You see, the principle is this: the deeper you grasp God's wrath because of our sin placed upon Jesus, the more wondrous is the fact that he loves us.
個原則就係話，你更加多去睇到神因住我哋嘅罪而降喺耶穌基督身上嗰個憤怒嘅時候，你更加會詫異於神嘅愛係幾咁大。
Or you can put it like this, as you see on the screen: the more angry a God at sin you have, the more loving a God and a gracious God you have as you go to the foot of the cross.
而當你睇到神係幾咁憎恨罪嘅時候，而你去到神基督嘅十架嘅面前嘅時候，你更加睇到神係對你嘅愛幾咁大。
Because he's experiencing something that you and I wouldn't want ever. The wrath of a holy God zoomed in on him.
因為你睇到耶穌基督會經歷到神嘅憤怒完全嘅放喺佢身上，呢個憤怒係我哋唔想有。
You see, people have died in the past for God. But God was with them.
我哋知道以前嘅人係死，當佢死嘅時候，佢哋經歷到神嘅同在。
But he's not with Jesus here. Jesus dies with far less of an inner peace that others had.
但係呢度我哋睇到耶穌基督即將死嘅時候，佢唔會得到呢種咁嘅平安，呢種神同佢同在嘅平安。
And that's described in the Bible because he is taking the cup.He's taking a cup and drinking it.
聖經形容話佢攞起呢個杯去飲呢個杯。
The cup that he describes to James and John in Matthew chapter 20.
喺雅各書、約翰福音同埋喺馬太福音二十章所形容到呢個杯。
It's the same cup the prophets have spoken of in the Old Testament.
同樣嘅杯喺舊約嘅聖經先知所形容過嘅。
It's the cup of God's wrath.
呢個杯就係神嘅憤怒。
And Jesus, like any sane human being, wouldn't want to drink that.
耶穌基督好似其他人一樣，佢哋都唔想去飲呢個杯。
And he goes to excruciating prayer to say, "I don't want any part of this."
佢喺痛苦裏邊去不斷嘅祈禱，話佢唔想要呢個杯。
And he begs the Father not to bring him to the point where he has to go through this.
佢不斷嘅求神，叫佢唔好要經歷呢樣嘢。
And he prayed the prayer that actually he taught his followers to pray in Matthew chapter 6.
佢祈嗰個祈禱其實就係佢教佢嘅門徒去祈禱喺馬太福音第六章所記載。
If you compare the Lord's prayer with Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, it's actually very similar.
如果你比較兩個祈禱嘅時候，其實佢哋係差唔多。
He's saying, "Don't let me be brought into this time of testing, the time of deepest trial." No, no, no.
佢話唔好叫我跌入喺呢個試探，喺呢個經歷嘅裏邊。
And so that's a description of Jesus' first frantic and panicky prayer. And then it's not just one time he does that; a second and a third.
呢個就係記載到耶穌基督喺開始嘅時候一個恐慌嘅裏邊嘅祈禱，唔單止係一次，亦都有第二、第三次。
Did you see that in the prayer?In the text, Jesus initially prays, "Let the cup," that's the cup of God's wrath, "let it pass by me. I don't want it."
佢第一個祈禱就係話叫呢個杯去攞開，我唔想要。
But he qualifies that. He sadly recognizes that God has the right to say no.
但耶穌基督係喺憂傷嘅裏邊去承認話耶穌基神係有權話唔可以。
And then his next prayer echoes another phrase of the Lord's Prayer of Matthew 6, recorded earlier. He says, "If it has to be, may your will, God, be done."
而喺第二個祈禱嘅裏邊，亦都同樣嘅去反映翻耶穌基督主禱文裏邊所講嘅，就係話，如果係需要嘅時候，我願意你嘅旨意係成就。
See, that's the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, is given to his followers, right?
在馬太福音第六章，這個主禱文是耶穌基督給他的跟隨者。
But much of that earlier prayer that he directed his followers to listen to and to follow and to practice is what Jesus is practicing here.
而第一個祈禱 耶稣基督是教他门徒祈祷的时候，耶稣基督现在也都是这样做。
And just like the temptation stories of Matthew chapter 4, we see Jesus fighting in private the spiritual battle that he needs to win.
就好像马太福音第四章记录到耶稣基督在这个试探的里面，他自己一个人去打这个属灵的仗。
The tension, the spiritual battle that we've been talking about over the last month.
我们以往那几个礼拜我们所讲过的属灵的争战那种的张力就是这样。
He must stand in public, speak, live, and die for God's kingdom.
他一定要在公众的面前是去这样讲，去这样做，是为了神的国而做。
You know, on a sunny, though wintry day, you know, it's hard to face you and remind you that there's a lot of darkness in the world, a lot of horror.
在一个这么好的天气的周日上午，我们很难去给你去看，要再次提醒大家周围有多少的黑暗，多少的恐慌。
And it certainly saddens my heart to know that many of you are experiencing a sliver of that now.
如果对我来讲是觉得很难过的，就是在当中我们很多人都经历到这些的黑暗。
Many of you know, people here suffering from a lot of illness, on the verge of death, bereavement, catastrophes, tremendous loss, spiritual depression.
我们很多人都经历到在生病的里面，在濒临死亡的边缘，在灾难的里面，甚至乎失去家人的痛苦。
And there are Christians all around the globe in tough places, tough places.
而在世界上很多的基督徒，他也都在这个苦难的当中。
Suffering mightily for the glory of God.
为着神的荣耀去受苦。
You ought to pray for them.
我们需要为他们祈祷。
You ought to let them know that you're lifting them up before God's throne of grace.
我们要让他们知道我们将他们带到神的施恩宝座面前。
Are you doing that?
你有没有这样做呢?
For brothers and sisters here, are you doing that?
你有没有为你周围的弟兄姊妹这样做呢?
Are you lifting them up as they suffer before God's throne of grace?
当他们在神的恩座的面前去受苦的时候，你没有去高举他们带到神的面前。
We're not that much different than the disciples who fell asleep. We're not that much different.
其实我们跟那些睡紧觉的耶稣的门徒没什么分别。
They fell asleep. They let Jesus down.
他们使到耶稣基督失望，他们睡着了。
Right, that's the scene. The disciples are asleep. Roman soldiers aren't there yet. Jesus is completely alone in the dark.
那些罗马的士兵未来到，耶稣基督自己一个人在一个黑暗里面，他们反而睡着了。
And the Son of God in his human nature had never, ever experienced anything like this before.
耶稣基督在他的人生里面，他从来没经历过这样的痛苦。
That's why he's utterly shocked. That's why he can't take this.
所以他都觉得很惊讶，他不能够去接受这件事。
And that is what throws him face down on the ground.
就是这件事促使他真的在地上面，他的面向着地下上面去祈祷。
I want you to notice something in the text here. Jesus is free to leave. He doesn't have to stay.
其实耶稣基督可以很自由地离开，他不需要留在那个地方。
Who would know? He could just sneak out. The guards aren't there yet.The disciples are asleep. He doesn't have to stay.
那些罗马的士兵未来到，他的门徒就睡了，其实他可以自己静悄悄的走开就可以，他不需要留在那里。
But who in their right mind wants to be stayed and be humiliated, beaten, spat upon, whipped, crucified? Who would want to do that?
有哪个会愿意留在那里被人去嘲弄，被人去鞭打，被人去钉在十字架上面？
Who would want to die a horrendous death in shame?As a criminal, though innocent,
有边个无辜嘅人愿意好似罪犯咁样喺一个咁嘅咁痛苦嘅死亡里边去死
？But the reason I bring that to your attention is because this is God's way of making sure you know this is voluntary. Jesus doesn't have to do this. It's voluntary. His choice, His own action.
呢個係完全嘅係耶穌基督出於自願，佢完全嘅願意去咁樣做。
And that's what makes it an absolute act of love.
以至呢個舉動係完全係出於愛。
He's not forced to do it. There's no compulsion here.
冇人去強迫佢咁樣做。
And Jesus, Teddy, if you could hit slide 6, Jesus talks about this in John 10, verse 18. He's talking about laying down his life. No one, he says, takes it from me, but I lay it down, he's talking about his life, on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
在约翰福音，耶稣基督也这样记载说，没有人夺我的命去是我自己写的，我有权柄写了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从我父所受的命令。
The Bible talks about two Adams. It talks about two Adams.
圣经讲到有两个亚当。
Jesus Christ is referred to by Paul, especially in 1 Corinthians and Romans, as the second Adam.
保罗在哥林多前书和在罗马书里面讲到耶稣基督是第二位亚当。
Adam was our representative, and the things of Adam fell upon us.
亚当是我们的代表，在亚当身上发生的也是落在我们的身上。
Do you remember the first Adam? He was in a garden too, right?
你记唔记得嗰位首先嘅亚当，佢亦都喺呢个一个园子嘅里边。
And God speaks to him too.
神亦都对佢说话。
And he says to the first Adam in the Garden of Eden, "Obey me about the tree, one tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Obey me."
神对亚当讲话，关于呢棵树呢棵分辨善恶嘅树，你要去遵守我命令。
Obey me, and he says, you'll live.
你去顺服我的时候，你就会有生命。
And Adam did not.
但亚当并没有顺服。
So the first Adam, put in the garden, God says to him, obey me about the tree, you'll live. What does he do? He doesn't obey.
第一个亚当在伊甸园的里面，神对他说，这棵树，关于这棵树的事，你要去顺服我。但是结果是什么呢？亚当并没有顺服。
By the way, if you were Adam, you wouldn't obey either. So don't blame Adam. If you were in his place, in his shoes, you wouldn't obey either.
事实上，如果你是亚当，你是代入在他的情况里面，你都不会去顺服。
And then Paul describes the second Adam, Jesus. He's also in a garden, but this time,This garden of Gethsemane is dark.
同样的，保罗形容到耶稣基督是第二位亚当，他同样的在这个园子里面，在这个客西马尼园里面，这个园子是黑暗。
And God is also speaking, but this time to the second Adam, Jesus, obey me about the tree, but the tree is the cross.
同样的，神去向耶稣基督说，说你关于这棵树，你要顺服我，但这棵树是什么呢？就是这个十字架。
So,In contrast, God says to the first Adam in the Garden of Eden, "Obey me about the tree, you'll live."
但对相对于第一个亚当，神对第一个亚当讲话：你要顺服我呢棵树嘅时候，你就会有生命。
Adam doesn't obey God.
嗰个亚当并冇顺服神。
And in contrast, the second Adam, Jesus is told, "Obey me about the tree," says God, "and I will crush you."To powder.
然后神对第二个亚当就是耶稣基督所讲的，就是说关于这棵树你要顺服我，然后我会去将你压碎。
I will abandon you.
我会离弃你。
I will cast you into hell.
我会将你去放入地狱里面。
Do you know? We have no idea what kind of agony that is.
我们并不知道究竟那种的痛苦是怎样。
God.The Father withdraws from God the Son.
这个圣父在圣子的面前是离开。
This is such an incredible agony and abandonment.
这个是一个绝大的痛苦，一个绝大的离弃。
No one in the history of the world has ever had to experience this.
在这个历史里面，这个世界里面，并没有人有过这样的经历。
And he says, no matter what happens, your will, God, your will be done.
但耶稣说，无论有什么事发生，我们愿，耶稣说愿意神，父神的旨意成就。
Did you see why this is so horrific?
你知不知道为什么这个这么大的恐惧？
God has never abandoned anyone for obeying him. Never.
因为神从未因为人的顺服而离弃那个人。
Yeah, Latimer and Ridley were burnt to death. That's horrific.
我们刚才所说的那两个主教被烧死，这个是很恐怖。
But God was with them in the fiery flames.
但 在被烧死的当中，神与他们同在。
And here in this scene, Gethsemane, the only person in the history of the world, Jesus the Christ, who obeys God, yet God crushes him to powder.
但是在西林玛利园里面，耶稣基督去顺服神，但神就将他压碎。
He obeyed, he obeyed, yet God crushes him.
耶稣基督顺服，但神要将他压碎。
God abandons him.
神离弃了他。
Do you understand that? Do you understand the magnitude of the love?
你有没有明白到这个爱是多么大？
That's infinite love. That's what the Bible describes happened.
这个就是圣经所形容的一个无限的爱。
It's infinitely more perfect than anyone else's love ever.
是比任何人的爱更加完全，更加无限。
And he does it. Jesus does it for us.
耶稣基督这样做是为我们的缘故。
Yes, he does it for the Father too, but he does it for us. We're the beneficiaries.
他都为了父神去这样做，但是他是为了我们的好处。
No one ever has been asked to do such a thing.
从未有人被要求要这样做。
Hey, think with me. Why didn't Jesus say, hey, these people aren't even staying awake? They're not even staying awake for me for 1 hour. They're not even staying awake.
为什么耶稣基督不会说，哇，这些人，我为他们做的事，他们甚至乎不可以为我去警醒一分钟。
Why doesn't Jesus say, these people will never understand, never understand what I'm doing for them?
为什么耶稣不会说，这帮人不会去明白我为他们所做的事？
So why should I do it?
咁點解我要為佢哋咁樣做咧
？I'm gonna be plunged into this amazing torment. Why? For these people who can't even stay awake for 1 hour?
我為佢哋去受呢啲咁嘅苦，為呢班人甚至乎唔能夠為我去警醒一分鐘。
I'm gonna let this nuclear warhead of hell burst my inner being.
我會容讓呢個地獄喺我嘅生命裏邊去經歷。
He didn't do that.He didn't say that.
他并没有这样说。
He said to the disciples in the garden, the words are in the text, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
但耶稣说，心灵固然愿意，但是肉体却是软弱。
You know what he's saying to the disciples who are sleeping? I know you meant well, but you failed.
耶稣基督对他门徒所说的就是说，你是有一个好的用心，但是你都失败。
He's forgiving. He's loving. He's gracious.
他赦免他们，他爱他们，他们对他们有恩典。
He's tender, even under duress.
总是在一个这样的困境里面，他仍然是很温柔。
He's not like us. We're one way in the light, and another way in the dark.
他不像我们，我们在人面前是这样，在黑暗的里面没人的时候，我们有另一种的表现。
Do you see the difference?
你听到这个分别？
We're one way with this crowd, and another way with this crowd, another crowd.
我们在一班人面前是这样的行径，而在另一班人面前又做另一样东
西。And why is that?
为什么是这样？
Because our obedience is self-serving.
因为我们所讲的那种的顺服，只不过是为了自己的益处。
We tend to obey.Because of appearances,
我哋愿意顺服，因为我哋嘅外表睇嚟会好好。
We tend to obey because we see rewards, not consequences.
当我哋睇到有益处、有奖励嘅时候，我哋就会去顺服咯。
Are you moral and good even when it doesn't pay?
当你冇着数、冇益处嘅时候，你系咪仲系一个好好道德嘅人咧
？Even when no one is looking.
纵使冇人睇到你嘅时候
Are you the same in the light as in the dark?
在光明的时候和在黑暗的时候，你是不是都是一样这样的人？
If you're honest with yourself, you're not. We're not consistently people of integrity.
如果你坦白的时候，你都知道我们不是一些有诚信的人。
And so here's how you become a person of integrity. You look carefully at Jesus the Christ.
怎样成为一个有诚信的人，就是你要小心去留意，去看看耶稣基督。
And you see him in scenes like this in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's the same in the dark as he's the same in the light.
就是我们看到耶稣基督在客西马尼园的时候，耶稣基督在黑暗的时候，在光明的时候，都是一样。
You look at him and you trust in his person and work, that's how you become a person of integrity.
你看到他的时候，他相信他所做的事，他相信这个人，你就可以成为一个有诚信的人。
Because you're saved by his integrity, his righteousness, his perfection.
你被拯救是因为他自己的完全，他的完美，他的公义，他的诚信。
That's the only way you're saved.
你是只是可以唯一靠着这些东西去得救。
Because Jesus shows you that he's the same in the dark as he is in the light.
因为耶稣基督俾我哋睇到喺黑暗嘅时候，喺光明嘅当中，佢都系一样。
And as you ponder that, as you meditate on that, as you look at that text again and again and again, you'll say, Lord, if you obeyed me in the dark like that for me, even when there's no reward, even when no one sees you, I can do that for you.
你再一次一次又一次去睇呢个经文，去睇耶稣基督所做嘅嘢，你可以去同耶稣讲话。当耶稣基督喺黑暗里边，喺光明里边都可以咁样做，纵使冇对佢嚟讲系冇益处嘅时候，都可以咁样顺服。你要去同神讲话，我亦都可以为你咁样做。
Do you know why we fail?
但为什么我们会失败呢？
Jesus tells us right here in the text why we fail. The spirit is willing, but the flesh, talking about the sinful nature, body and soul, is weak.
耶稣基督在经文里面讲话，我们的心灵固然是愿意，但我们的肉体，我们的肉身，即是我们的老我，是很软弱。
You know, in some way, at a lesser degree, you can care for your physical body, right? You can sleep well, you can eat well,You can exercise.
没错，我们为到我们的身体，我们会做一些事，我们要睡得好，我们要吃得好，我们都要去运动。
And you ought to do that so that your body serves you well, right?
我们需要这样做，以致我们的身体是健康的。
But you know that term flesh that Jesus uses here, there's another sense of it in the Bible.
但耶稣基督所讲这个肉体或这个肉体软弱，在圣经来讲也都是指向另一样东
西。 Our flesh is our sinful nature, body and soul.
我们的肉体就是说我们的罪性，我们的身体和灵魂。
It's our hatred for the things of God.
就是我们憎恨那些关于神的东西。
When we pray, we call on God's Spirit to strengthen our spirit.
当我们祈祷的时候，我们求圣灵去给我们的灵魂有力量。
We have to call upon the Spirit to be united with our spirit because we're burdened as it is by sin.
我们要求圣灵去帮助我们的灵魂，因为我们是被这个罪去压住。
And that will help you resist temptation as you plead with the Lord to give you the Spirit to strengthen you.
当你求神叫圣灵去给你有力量的时候，你就可以去抗拒这个试探。
And in this test, Jesus here sought help from his friends.
而耶稣基督在这里也都求，希望他的朋友会帮助他。
He wanted their company because it's a lonely thing to do what he did.
耶稣基督想他的门徒都跟他一起，去一起祈祷警醒，因为他经历着一件事，是一个孤独的事。
And you know, in some small way, we ought to enlist help too, because we will fail. We'll often fail. And so you need your brothers and sisters in the faith to hold you accountable.
同样的，我们都需要人的帮助，我们需要弟兄姊妹的帮助，因为在很多时候我们都会失败，我们需要人去帮助我们。
And we foolishly fail to enlist help in a gospel community.
但很多时我们不能够在这个福音的群体里面去寻求人的帮助。
We don't naturally look for a trusted friend of the faith to hold us accountable.
我们不会自然去找一个我们信得过的弟兄姊妹去叫我们去对他们负责。
We can at least pray for them that the Spirit would strengthen them to not give in to the temptation.
但我们至少可以为他们去祈祷，叫这个圣灵去帮助他们，叫他们不要落在这个诱惑试探当中。
We must also consider the tension, as you see up on the screen there.
同样的，我们也都去考虑到我们在
You see, the disciples, the followers of Jesus, said they would rather die than abandon Jesus.
你们门徒他们曾经讲过话，他们宁愿死都不会去离弃耶稣基督。
They said that hours later, they abandoned Jesus to save their own skin.
但是讲完没多久，几个钟头之后，他们已经离开了耶稣基督，弃住耶稣基督。
Right, remember the Apostle Peter? He says, I'll never fail, I'll never fall.
彼得跟耶稣讲话，我不会失败的，我不会离开你。
You're just talking a few hours now. A few hours later, he fails Jesus three times.
讲完没多久，几个钟之后，彼得已经三次不去认耶稣基督。
You need to realize that because we're just like him.That there's a limit to your human resolve.
其实我们也都要知道，我们其实跟彼得和他们差不多而已。
Right, you can wish all you want for self-control against impulses that are wrong to entertain.
你可以期望自己有自制力去不会做很冲动的做一些事。
You can have all the resolve you want to stay calm as you prepare for a potentially tense meeting.
你可以用很多的方法去帮助自己去保持冷静，就是说在这些特别的会面或者是会议之前。
Right, that's easier said than done, right?
我们讲就容易，但是做好难。
Usually, an hour later, you're ashamed because your emotions and impulses got the best of you.
但很多时在即几个钟头之后，我们的情感就好像控制了我们会很冲动地做一些事。
The Lord knows us.He knows us better than we know ourselves.
神很明白我们，他知道我们。
He knows that our resolutions cannot protect us.
神都知道我们所想的方法不能够去保护我们。
And explains why in the text. There's always a gap between our will and our flesh, our sinful nature.
经文也都形容到，因为我们很多时候我们所愿意的和我们的罪性，我们的肉身要我们所做的是很不同。
And so what should we do? What's the solution?
那么解决办法是什么呢？
Should we just redouble our efforts of resolve?
是不是就是尽多的努力 去自己做好一点？
You just keep on plugging away, keep on trying?
是不是只是再多番的尝试这样做呢？
Yeah, certainly you need to put maximum effort forward.
没错，你要尽自己的力。
But you've got to remember the end of the story.
但你要知道这个故事的最后是怎样。
What's the end? It doesn't end in the garden. It ends where? At the cross.
就说这个客西马尼的故事不是在客西马尼园就完结，而是在十字架上面去完结。
Because as you fast forward the story, the crucifixion happens.
当你继续去向这个故事向前推展的时候，我们看到这个十字架上耶稣基督去死。
It must happenBecause God knows you and I cannot keep our resolve to be good. You cannot.
一定要去这样发生，因为神知道你和我不能够靠自己的努力去做好。
Everyone here, everyone out there fails God.
每一个人在这里，在外面的，也都是失败，是使神失望。
But the comfort for the Christian is God's work will not be thwarted. It will.It happened. It's good. It doesn't depend on us.
但是基督徒当中是有安慰，因为神已经为我们做了，这个不是靠我们自己的努力。
I'm a parent. I failed my kids so many times. I failed them. But God still is merciful. He calls them to himself.
我作為一個父母，我對於我的孩子，我都使他們失望，但神是有恩典，神去呼召這些孩子去到他們的當中。
Spouses fail, but God rekindles love.
伴侶會使這個夫妻會互相使對方失望，但是神去將當中的愛再次燃點起來。
Families are hard to keep together, but God gives us the zeal to forgive.
要維係一個家庭是很困難，但是神是將這個互相赦免的印記是放在當中。
That's what it means that Jesus empathizes with our weaknesses.
耶穌體恤我們的軟弱就是這樣的意思。
Because he overcomes them, overcomes our weaknesses.
因為耶穌基督是蓋過了我們的軟弱。
Only Jesus resolves and achieves that for us, those of us who have trusted in him.
只有耶穌基督才能夠去為我們這樣做，我們這些相信他的人。
Teddy, slide 9. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, says Hebrews 4:16, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
他說，所以我們只管坦然無懼地來到施恩的寶座前，為要得憐恤蒙恩惠，做隨時的幫助。
If we've been tested and failed, if we have been tempted and succumbed, we can find mercy in the Christ.
如果我們失敗過，我們經歷過試探而是跌倒過的，我們能夠在神裡面找到憐憫。
You know what resonates for me with this text? What draws me to this text of the Bible?
你知不知道這段的經文有什麼去吸引我，使我心裡面有一個迴響？
Jesus is totally emotionally realistic here.
耶穌基督的情感在當中是一個很真實的東西。
There's no falsehood in him. He's not putting on a happy face, right? A happy face in the garden. He's not.
耶稣基督在客西马尼园里面并没有装出一个很开心的样
子。He's not being fake.
他不是作虚假。
No, he's saying, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it.
耶稣基督说，我并不想这样做，我不想要经历这些东西。
He's emotionally honest, and you ought to be emotionally honest with the Lord. You have to pour out your heart to God.
他的情感是真实的，你自己对神也有一个真实的情感，你要将自己的心完全向神去倾出来。
He's being very honest about how difficult it is to trust and obey.
他很坦白的去承认说，要去顺服，要去相信是很困难。
No matter how much he doesn't understand, there's no doubt in his mind. He has to do God's will.
无论他几咁唔明白都好，但系佢知道佢一定要遵行神嘅旨意。
You see, he realizes God is God. If God is God, he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our worship. He's worthy of your sacrifice and service.
佢知道神系神，如果神系神嘅时候，佢配得我哋嘅敬拜，配得我哋嘅赞美，配得我哋嘅牺牲去服侍佢。
And when you realize that, you'll find rest.Rest in Him. Rest in doing His will.
如果你是认识到这一点的时候，你就可以能够在祂的里面遵行祂的旨意之后得到这个平安。
And that will is infinitely, immeasurably, unspeakably beyond my largest notions of what God is up to. I don't know what God's up to.
这个神的旨意是完全不是我们能够去明白，可以想象得到，我们不知道神会做什么。
Do you see what Jesus does and how he helps us? He trusts the Lord. He doesn't understand everything in his humanity. He has integrity. He has trust. He has obedience. He has endurance.
耶稣基督在怎样帮助我们，就是说在他的人性里面，纵使他不明白神要做什么，但是他仍然有这个诚信，他愿意去顺服神，去遵行神的旨意。
He's going to be honest. He's going to He's going to scream. He's going to say to God the Father, pour out his heart. I don't want to do this.
他向神很坦白地去讲给神听，我不想去做这些。
Yet he comes to resolution and says, Your will be done because you're God.
但他明白到来到一个点，就是说他知道神的旨意要成就，因为他是神。
And I won't find rest anywhere else. If I don't do your will, I will not find rest.
他说，如果我不遵行你的旨意去要做你 嘅旨意要做嘅嘢嘅时候，我唔会喺其他地方得到安息。
And so how can you and I trust God like that?
咁你同我点样可以好似佢咁样去相信神咧？
And again, you have to, because that's the only way you're going to find rest and peace if you trust God like that.
但系你同我都需要咁样做，因为我哋只有系咁样相信嘅神嘅时候，我哋先至得到你嘅平安。
Here's the key. You only trust someone that to that depth if you really know they love you.
但你只有当你知道佢嗰个人系爱你嘅时候，你先至会完完全全嘅去相信佢。
Right, in some small sense, we know a little bit about that in human love.
我哋可能有少少明白人嘅爱系点样。
Right, we're going to do anything for that person we love. We'll even die.
我哋会为我哋所爱嘅人会做一啲嘢，甚至乎会死。
You only trust someone who you know loves you.
你只会相信嗰啲你知道佢爱你嘅人。
That's why you've got to do the hard work of knowing God.
所以你要去尽你嘅力去认识神。
You got to spend time with Him.
你要花时间去同佢相处。
You got to pray with your whole being before Him.
你要喺佢嘅面前去全人嘅去向佢祈祷。
You have to digest the Word of God.
你要去消化佢嘅话语。
You have to know intimately the person behind the Word of God.
你要知道呢一位呢位话语嘅主这个神系点样。
Yes, you're going to have your moments where you're going to scream. You're going to want to scream and say, "I don't want to do this."
你可能会有啲时候，你会去好大声嘅呼叫，话我唔想去做呢啲。
But in order to have that peace, you must do the will of God.
但要得到呢个平安，你就要去遵行神嘅旨意。
You have to say on the one hand, "Let this cup pass from me," and on the other hand, "Your will, Father, be done."
你要在一方面你说你求神去让这个杯去挪开，但另一方面你要说愿神的旨意成就。
There's never been a love like this in the entire history of the world.
在这个世界的历史里面没有一个爱好像耶稣基督。
There's never been anyone who obeyed God and had the full power of hell come down upon him.
没有一个愿意顺服神的人，反之会有这个这个地狱，这个黑暗在他的身上。
This is the love that we've been looking for our entire lives.
这个就是我们的生命，整个生命所要寻求的那个爱。
You know, some of you, you struggle. You struggle thinking that God doesn't love you because of my disobedience. And you struggle mightily.
你哋当中有人喺有挣扎，因为你话神唔爱我，因为我唔顺服神。
That's why you got to look at texts like this and see God's love for you.
所以你要睇翻呢段经文，睇到神对你嘅爱系点样。
Because He bore everything for you.
因为佢为你承担咗一切。
There's nothing you can do to wear out His love.
你不可以做任何的事去使到他的爱去退减。
What do you think you can do to possibly think that he won't love you anymore?
你会做了什么会使到他是不再爱你的呢?
And so you gotta go to him and realize that and stop this guilty stuff.
所以你去到他的面前 去停止再觉得他内疚。
Because he loves you.He said it. He proved it in the giving of his son.
因为他爱你，他都证明了，藉着将耶稣基督他给我们。
And then as you look at that, you can be a better person, a person of integrity, and start battling that sin.
而当你这样看的时候，你就会变成一个有诚信的人，开始对你的罪去争执。
And then you can be a person of poise, trust,And endurance.
然后你成为一个能够去 信靠一个能够去坚忍的人。
But you have to look and see his love for you.
但你要看他对你的爱。
And you have to submit to him and say, your will be done.
同埋你要向佢讲话，愿你嘅旨意成就。
If you don't look at him and you just say, okay, your will be done, your will be done, you know, you're going to be resentful.
如果你系唔系望住佢，你就系话，哦，愿你嘅旨意成就啦，咁你会变得系有怨恨。
But if you look at Jesus and you see his love for you and you fall down and you worship him and you realize what he's done for you, when you rise, you'll be like him.
但反之，如果你系望住耶稣基督去睇清楚佢为你所做嘅嘢嘅时候，你就能够再次兴起咧。
And this church and this world would be a better place.
然后呢个教会呢个世界会变成一个更加好嘅地方。
Father, we thank you for the endurance of the Lord Jesus in the garden.
天父，我哋感谢耶稣基督喺呢个客西马利园里边嗰个坚忍。
And how he shows us once again what it means to be fully human.
我哋再次睇到一个完全嘅人系点样。
He doesn't want to drink the cup of your wrath.
佢唔想去饮你嘅愤怒嘅杯。
Yet he submits and says, "Your will be done."
但系佢愿意话愿你嘅旨意成就。
We thank you that Jesus shows us your love and his love for us on the cross.
我哋感谢你，耶稣基督喺十字架上边俾我哋睇到你嘅爱，耶稣基督嘅爱。
And on this communion Sunday, as we partake of the elements, help us to ponder that afresh once again.
当我哋喺呢个主日一齐去领呢个圣餐嘅时候，我哋要一齐去思想。
For we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名而求，阿门。